Union. His faculty advisor was a talent spotter for the SVR, the Foreign Intelligence Service, and upon graduation, Heathcliff was invited to enter the SVR's academy. His mother, drunk with joy, placed flowers and fresh fruit at the foot of Comrade Salen's portrait. "He is watching you," she said. "One day you will be a man to be reckoned with, a man to be feared." In his mother's eyes, there was no finer thing for a man to be. It was the ambition of most cadets to serve abroad in a residentura, an SVR station, where they would recruit and run enemy spies. It took a certain type of officer to perform such work. He had to be brash, confident, talkative, quick on his feet, a natural seducer. Heathcliff, unfortunately, was blessed with none of these qualities, nor did he possess the physical attributes required for some of the SVR's more unsavory tasks. What he had was a facility for languages. He spoke fluent German and Dutch as well as English, and a memory that even by the SVR's high standards was deemed to be exceptional. He was given a choice, a rarity in the hierarchical world of the SVR. He could work at Moscow Center as a translator, or serve in the field as a courier. He chose the latter, thus sealing his fate. It was not glamorous work, but vital. With his four languages and a briefcase full of false passports, he roamed the world in service of the motherland, a clandestine delivery.